Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, is our guest, chief economist for the NFIB, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the purveyor of the gold standard NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, which is what we're talking about right now. Bill, thanks again for being here. The labor market was up a little bit, right?
It's been kind of hanging in there. We kind of like to see what's going on. The jobs number was better than everybody thought it would be by about 20,000. We're looking at the 250,000-ish type.
Right. And, but as you pointed out before, we need 150,000 jobs just to cover the new entrance into the marketplace.
Exactly. We grow every year, so these people would like to have jobs too, and so we do need to do that. And also, the 250,000 is feels like a good number only relative to the terrible numbers we've had for the past 5 or 6 years. In all of our other recoveries, you would see weeks with 400,000, 500,000, months rather, with that many jobs, and we just never got there.
Right. We're not even close. And again, I blame a lot of this on the policies of what coming out of Washington. But the thing that's really interesting, in a perverted way, about the job situation, is this one little line buried in your paragraph here. 42% report few or no qualified applicants for the positions that they have to fill. Now Bill, in the last week, I've talked to two business owners who have substantiated what you just said. One of them told me that the difference between him going from $25 million a year to $50 million a year in the next 5 years will depend on whether he can find qualified applicants or not.
Yeah, that is right. And
not supply, not demand, not capital, but people.
People, and of course, that is the most important piece of capital, human capital in the business, and you've got to have somebody to help you take care of your customers.
Yep.
And especially small businesses, because we kind of dominate the service sector, and that's a labor-intensive part of our economy, and we need good employees, but they're hard to find. You look at the crazy things going on in schools these days. You look at the amount of money you can earn in any state, or not, I shouldn't say earn, I should say receive, from various kinds of welfare programs. People just choose not to work.
Well, there's another thing. Qualified workers, Bill, when somebody answers that question that you gave them, can you find qualified workers? I don't know how you I don't know if you differentiated, but one of the things that some of the people I talk to say, to them, qualified includes two things: passing a drug test, and two, having a driver's license.
Yeah, well, that's the driver's license.
Imagine that there are people out there who have the qualifications for a job, but they can't pass those two things, and they don't get the job. Now, that is something that we didn't have 40 years ago, Bill.
No, that's right. We didn't have that trouble. And we didn't have, I think, probably people being as kind of crazy as they are today. We did a special study of that whole issue, what disqualifies you. And we had about 5% of the owners say, the drug test issue was a problem. But 15 to 20% said unreasonable wage expectations. No personal skills at all. Dress really poorly. 15 nose rings. And,
right.
I mean, so these poor work attitude, and then people will get the jobs and not show up. Of course, you don't know that until you hire them, and so those things are the huge disqualifiers, and you don't have to go back to school to fix those. Mm-hmm. You can fix them all yourself, and then you can get a job. But you know, but if you can get supported by the government instead, well, too many people are choosing to do that.
Capital spending was up, though, right?
Oh yeah, capital spending is looking a lot better now.
Was that a holdover? I mean, some spillover from December, you think?
Probably from the kind of euphoria that we had, and as with the economy pushes forward, we're going to have more capital spending just to replace all the depreciated equipment that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to continue. But again, you look at the number that we had for January, which is the best we've had since back in 2006.
Right.
It's historically 2006. Capital spending was falling.
Right.
So, I mean, we're still historically, it's still not the kind of number you would expect from a vital small business sector.
One good thing that's going on, though, right now, Bill, and this is a result of the election, the House passed a permanent $500,000 direct expensing provision for Section 179, permanent, making it permanent for small businesses. The House passed that. If the Senate could pass that, which it will be brought to a vote, unlike it would have been under Harry Reid's leadership, so-called leadership, but the Senate will probably bring it up for a vote, and then it will go to the president. And then people will be able to see where we're stuck on how to help small businesses. Because
right.
getting this bill not only out in January, but the bill making permanent that deduction, in my opinion, that's the kind of leadership small business owners have been looking for.
That's what we need. Top on our list out of our 75 problems we identify is the frequent changes in the tax code and the complexity of the tax code. Those
right.
things are very detrimental to
yep.
the creation and the existence of small businesses.
Absolutely. Smallbus.org, folks. Smallbus, smallbiz.org. That's where you find Bill Tunkelberg's website, as well as NFIB.com. Check it out. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.